Blog Talk Radio.
That never gets old. I never get tired of saying that. How about you? How about you? Amen. As we move forward, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in and being a part of this hour. Amen. We've got a treat for you this evening. Amen. We've got a first-time speaker on. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm looking forward to hear what God is going to place on her heart. Elder Elverine Showers from out of Albion, Michigan. Hallelujah. He sent someone else our way to proclaim the gospel. Amen. We thank you for being a part of this hour. Again, for those of you who are listening by internet, you can call in. We are interactive if the or when the speaker opens up the mic and you have a comment or so. You know, you have an opportunity to do that. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. And once you call in, just hit the number one. A question mark will come up, and we'll know that you have a question. And we'll open up the mics, or we'll let the speaker know that you have a question. Amen. And when she has or he has that opportunity, you know, they will open up the line for you to ask that question. Amen. And we dialogue. For those of you here all for the first time, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and, you know, we are a Bible interactive study group. Amen. And what we do is it's almost like sitting around the table and we're feeding on the Word of God. Amen. So we have Elder Elverine Showers, and she has come and she's prepared a feast for us, and we're just feeding off the Word of God. Amen. And every time that I hear the Word of God, all I can say is, it is good. I don't know about you, but the Word of God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Keep in mind, we are a new creation in Christ, and the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We have to get rid of that old thinking, amen, and we have to focus on what God has for us in this future time, in these future times. God is doing a new thing today. He is doing a new thing, and we have to be open and receptive to what God is doing. So that requires taking time and spending time in the Word of God. Amen. And I guarantee you, if you have not done that, you will be blessed. We're not going to prolong this. For those of you that were listening, if you missed this or you would like to listen to it again and share it with a friend or someone in your family to be a blessing, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to this message again and share it with someone. Amen. Go into the archives. And we also post it on Facebook as well, for Facebook. So, you know, we are letting you know that you have those options to go in and hear this message again. If you missed something or you came on late or you just want to just hear it again, amen, because it was just that good. It's almost like coming to someone's house for dinner, you know, and the food is so good and you want to come back another time for another helping, amen. That's about how I feel for this evening. We're going to move forward. We're going to have Dr. Suzanne Clay, my wife. She is going to pray, and the next voice that you hear after that will be none other than Elder Elverine Showers from out of Albion, Michigan. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, and thanks to Pastor John. I just appreciate this time this evening to be able to come together. It's a new beginning. It's a new day. And everything is going the way that the Lord said that it was going.
Amen.
We come together and pray because we know that there's power in prayer.
Yes.
We know that the Lord is concerned with everything that concerns us. So this evening I'd like to lift up some people that have requested prayer as well as some that have been on our prayer list for a while. Again, I ask you that as the Lord answers your prayers, that you would please share those things with us so we can celebrate the and celebrate the praise reports online, just like we celebrate our needs and our wants, and not forget the Lord's resume, not forget how faithful he's been, not forget that he is always with us, just as he promised.
Amen.
And we want to remember that the Word definitely works. Amen. Amen.
Yes, it does.
So some of our prayers this evening, we lift up those, Father God, and our families, dear Lord, that are unsaved. We ask you, Father God, that just like we prayed the salvation prayer the sinner's prayer last week, asking for salvation, Father God, and talked about salvation. We ask you, Father God, to minister to our unsaved family members and friends, Father God, that as we have planted seeds, that there will be others, Father God, that will come and fertilize and water them, Father God,
Jesus.
And there will be those that will harvest them, Father God. So we look forward to the harvest and that we can praise the Lord and be come to a time of worship where we worship together, Father God.
Yes.
And we praise you and thank you for that, dear Lord. We praise you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on the line this evening, Father God, that you have blessed their homes, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit completely fill each and every room and envelop them in your peace, Father.
Yes.
If they can take in the lesson, Father God, and take the nuggets that you would have them to take from our lesson this evening, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, that everyone online, Father God, will feel comfortable sharing and asking questions, that this is a safe place, Father God, that we are not judgmental, but it's a safe place and we can do those things, ask questions and even challenge, Father God, because we discuss in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for every family member, every all the families that are represented in this call, Father God, those who are with us this evening, Father God, those who have been with us, those who wanted to be with us, Father God, and those who will listen to us, Father God, even further down the road, days from now, Father God, and through the archives, dear Lord, that you would bless their families, Father God, as they take in the word.
Thank
we praise you and we thank you. We lift up Shamara Lacey's grandmother, who's in a coma this evening, Father God, as well as her children, Father God, and the entire family, Father God, that you would just bless them and keep them, Father God, that they would see miracles and wonders, Father God, as you turn things around, dear Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just minister to her, Father God. Keep her strengthened and put people around her, Father God. Wise witnesses, Father God. Wise mentors, Father God, to mentor to this young mother, Father God, and to speak life into her situation, Father God, and bless her grandmother as she prays and sits by her grandmother, dear Lord. We ask you, Lord, to just bless the family, continue to bless the family of Isaiah Bonds, Father God, that you would just watch over them, the parents and the grandparents and the siblings and the rest of the family, extended family as well, Father God, as they continue to mourn. Sometimes, Father God, that with the mourning process, that the folks go away after the funeral, but the mourning doesn't stop there. It goes on beyond the funeral, Father God. But put people around them, Father God, to just keep them encouraged, Father God. Just gently take care of them, dear Lord. And we ask you, Lord, for favor for all of them, dear Lord. We ask you, Lord, for special favor for Renee and Willie Davis as they minister to their congregation, Father God, while going through this mourning season of their lives, having lost their grandson, Father God, that as the congregation watches them and the people in the world watch them, Father God, that they're still able to minister, Father God, while they're going through the pain, Father God.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, that you would bless them. Bring people around them also, Father God, to just keep them shored up. I pray, Father God, for people that are going through, have been diagnosed with breast cancer and have suffered the side effects and effects of radiation and chemotherapy, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to just bless these people, Father God, male and female, Father God, that may have been diagnosed with breast cancer who are battling, Father God. Give them the strength and put people around them, Father God, that will put on the armor and battle with them and for them, Father God. Send the intercessors, Father God, to remember them and let them hear the prayers that are going up, Father God. Let them feel the presence of your word being going out, being sent out on their behalf, Father God. I lift up Danielle and Amy right now in the name of
Jesus.
And for those that are in nursing homes, Father God, and in convalescent centers, Father God, I just lift up Lisa and Bessie and Tita and others, Father God, that may be in rehabilitation and convalescent situations, Father God, or in nursing home situations, unable to care for themselves right now, Father God, that you would just bless them, Father God. Keep them comfortable, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this successful surgery of my sister Sandy, Father God,
and what you're doing
in her life. I thank you, Lord, that she is redeemed from pain in the name of Jesus, and her recovery is is speedy, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to bless Juliana and other young mothers, Father God, and give them wisdom, Father God, in raising their children, Father God. Give them wisdom, Father God. Put wise women around them, Father God, to speak into their lives, Father God, and give them direction, Father God, on how to raise their young children, Father God, and also to minister to their husbands and about self-care, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank
we lift up Norman and Bill right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, that you strengthen them, Father God, that you strengthen them spiritually, Father God, and physically, dear Lord, that they would regain their strength just like the eagles do, Father God, that as they get older, that they go away and they set aside time for themselves, Father God, and they get stronger. Not only do their bodies get stronger, Father God, but their eyes and their senses become even keener, Father God. Please bless Norman and Bill with those things. We ask you, Lord, to bless the Hobbs sisters, Tina, Janetta, and Tanita, Father God, that they would be healed, Father God, also including Elisa K.
Yes.
And Alchemy B. Daryl Lee, we bless Daryl Lee, Father God, and all those, Father God, that have been diagnosed with kidney disease, kidney failure,
yes.
Father God, on dialysis, Father God, waiting for kidney transplants, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Christine James, Father God, and Nancy Shaw, Father God, that they're healing, Father God, and their adjustments, Father God, would be swift, Father God, that you would put people around them also, continue to put people around them, keep their spirits up, Father God, and remind them of their faith, Father God. We lift up Eric Jones and Patsy Coggins, Father God. Bless them, dear Lord, and keep them strengthened as well. We lift up those, Father God, that are struggling with depression and mental health issues, with addiction, with organ failures, Father God. Besides kidney, we have folks on our list with liver and heart failures, Father God. With physical disease, Father God, we just lift them up in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We ask you, Lord, to bless children, Father God, that may have been diagnosed with autism, Father God, or other types of learning disabilities, and that you would bless them, Father God, that this year, if they approach this year, school isn't always a safe or a welcoming place for some kids, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to just make it that for these children, Father God,
yes,
that this year, Father God, will be the best year, Father God,
hallelujah,
that they will feel welcome, Father God, that they will feel received, Father God,
yes,
that they will feel respected, Father God, that they will find their niche, dear Lord, that they will find friendships, Father
yes
God, that they will find patience when they go to school, Father God, that those people, Father, that are in charge, that are over them, Father God, have authority over them or teaching them, Father God, will be patient with them, Father
yes
God, and see them the way that you see them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And lastly, Lord, we lift up marriages this evening, Father God, that
yes
these marriages, Father God, would be strong, Father God, that
Jesus
the wives, Father God, would behave, Father God, like those, like the women of the Proverbs 31 woman, Father God, that they would be blessings in their home, that their husbands would rise up and children would rise up and call them blessed, Father God, and the husbands, Father God, would desire to be providers, Father God, and waymakers, Father God, but also leaders, Father God, and priests with the, under their roof, Father God, leading their family, their wife and their family in worship, Father God, and
yes
studying of your word. We praise you and thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that everyone that's been called out and audibly, Father God, and those who are listening who may have called someone out under their breath
yes
or in the privacy of their own home or that's on their list, Father God, that they have not been forgotten.
Yes.
We praise you and we thank
we praise
you. We lift
Father
all these folks up in
yes
your name, Father God. We come against any backlash or retaliation
yes
right now
Jesus
in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It is done.
Hallelujah,
amen,
hallelujah. It is done. Count it as done. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Amen. We're going to move on out of the way, and the next voice that you hear right now, as I said, is Elder Elverine Showers, and this is her first time on Blog Talk Radio, so please Give her a warm welcome, hallelujah, amen, as we move forward. Elder Showers, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Very clear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you, Elder John and Elder Suzanne. I just bless God for the opportunity to speak God's word and to speak to his people. So I'm going for the scripture I'm reading is Ephesians 6:10-20. And it's a fixed fight. You know, we already run. So I want to tell you how we win the battles. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. First, let me say this. Father God, I thank you for your word, your spirit. I thank you for your love, your power. I thank you for all that you've done and yet to do. And I thank you for this opportunity, oh God, that you've given me to speak to your people. So here I am, Lord God. Use me however you see fit. Word my mouth and guide my tongue that you will continue to give us what we need as we continue to move forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you,
it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Relationship. We have to have a relationship with the Father. It says, finally, as we understand who we are and whose we are, God is our all in all, our leader. Be strong in the Lord. It says, let the weak say, I am strong, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, not in self, but in the Holy Spirit, power of his mighty power, using all God's power, energy, and strength to do something. Overwhelming power. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is a spiritual battle. It's not about the flesh, but it's a spiritual battle. But God got it. God is giving us tools, keys, and instructions, provisions to be victorious and be more than a conqueror. Put on the whole armor of God for your protection against the attack of the enemy. Stand, not sit, kneel, or lie. It says, but erect, stand tall, not in pride or arrogance, but in the confidence that God, the Holy Spirit, will see us through anything. Hallelujah. It says, I will not leave you or forsake you, for I am more for you than the whole world against you. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, it says, so we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Look at it, mighty in God. For pulling down strong, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's a bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and being ready to punish all disobedient when your obedience is sealed. We think that the battle and the fight are against one another, but it is not. Principalities, chief order, the demonic brains behind evil strategy, high-ranking evil supernatural powers of sin and evil in the world, evil powers that threaten men in and on the earth, high rank of darkness, the prince of peace. My God, the prince. Not God is the prince of peace. It says the prince of darkness. It says the higher demons as well as Satan refers to themselves. Hallelujah. It says in the dark kingdom, they use men and women of high authority, low authority. Anybody will let the devil use them, the demons use them. It says, for forces of darkness described as spiritual wickedness that are warring against believers to make them live below God's expectations. Look at here. We are faced every time with something or another in this world, but we have to make a choice to stand for God. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give life and life more abundantly. It's a crisis head of all principalities and darkness. It's a we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are at war. Satan hates us and wants to destroy us. We must be aware of his devices, his schemes, his weapons, his tactics. Our spiritual life depends upon it. In Ephesians 2, it says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. We are children of the king, so we walk in obedience. Hallelujah. I thank you, O God, that you will continue to show us what to do, when to do, and how to do. Satan is called the prince. because there is only one King. Even though we say King of Kings and Lord of Lords, there's only one King, High King, and Jesus Christ is his name. Satan is the ruler and possesses power to manifest evil in the world through influencing people and commanding his demons. In Romans 16 and 20, and God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Keep the way of the Lord. Faith plus obedience equals provisions. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The armor is a covering to protect an object, individual, from damage or direct contact, from dangerous environments of activity. Personal armor is used to protect soldiers in time of war or battle. Soldiers of the Lord are dressed in full armor. Full armor. You can't leave none of the pieces off. You got to be totally, fully equipped and dressed. Hallelujah. Equipped for battle. And know that the enemy is the devil and his demons. Withstand. Remain undamaged, unaffected. Resist. The word says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Many afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. When our back is up against the wall, he make a way of escape. Thank you, God. It says, endure hardship like a good soldier. We're going to go through some stuff, but we got to know what we have and who is for us and who got our back, our front, our up and our down. Hallelujah. He make a way out of no way. When you go through having done all to stand, remain fixed in the purpose, continue, hold on, endure to the end the ways of the Lord. It's a stand, upright position, a position taken firm, remain unmoving, ability to bear without flinching, abide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Woo, hallelujah. Now, I've been told that when something is repeated twice, it's very important. Well, in this here armor of God, there is four stands. So it must be important that he said it four times. It's got to be important because it says stand against the wiles of the devil. And it says be able to withstand and to stand. And then it says stand therefore. Hallelujah. So we got to stand. He's already given us the power. He's given us the tools to stand. So all we got to do is stand, hallelujah, be firm in the ways of God and be able to hear his voice and be able to do what he called us to do. So it says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. When we have done all according to the word of God, and you must maintain the endurance to endure, stand therefore, hallelujah. And John 14 is, you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Look at here, another helper. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. The helper is with us no matter what we go through, no matter what we see or feel or think. The helper is with us, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When I think about who's in me, hallelujah, the power that I have, I can't help but say hallelujah. My grandkids say, you always say amen. You always say hallelujah. And yes, I do. Hallelujah, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I bless God.
Yeah.
You should receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Thank you, oh God. We are equipped. Hallelujah. In John 16, it says, however, when he, the spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Thank you, God. And he will tell you things to come. Yes, he will. He'll drop down in your spirit. He'll warn you before you fall. He will continue to help and secure you and continue to bless you. He will give you everything. Hallelujah. But one thing about you, to hear it, and you got to be obedient to his word. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us. Thank you, God, because we couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That we might be righteousness of God in him. Look here, righteous, hallelujah. A chief attribute of God, being morally right, ethical conduct, following the ways and the laws of God, ability to do right and fulfill the will of the Father. Here I am, Lord God. Here I am. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. He said, be ye holy. Walk in integrity. Hallelujah. He said, walk in the things in me. Be able to do. Hallelujah. I thank you, O God. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Thank you, God. We want to be able to follow the principles of God. We will be able to be equipped and do what he called us to do. And Matthew 6, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're talking about putting on the full armor of God. We're talking about going through a battle that we can't see, but the enemy is always lurking around. Hallelujah. So you submit to God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. He said, all these things will be added unto you. Whatever you need, God's got it. He gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shod is to bind under one's foot. Hallelujah. To be in bond, to tie, to be as one. How you walk out your life from day to day. Walk by faith and not by sight. For preparation, having a firm foundation of knowledge of the Prince of Peace and his word. Thank you, God. The gospel means glad tidings or good news of the kingdom of God. Ooh, he sent his disciples out two by two, and they turned the world upside down. What are we waiting for? What are we doing that we cannot turn upside down? Hallelujah. We can't be sitting by the wayside and waiting for somebody else to do. The enemy is busy, and we need to be out doing what God has called us to do. Hallelujah, because our souls out there have not yet accepted Jesus Christ. We got to be out there being the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. He has given us power and authority to stay above all, taking the shield of faith, woo, which we will be able, hallelujah, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. See, it's important to read the word of God because, see, you have to be able to speak God's word. You have to be able to do God's word. You have to be able, hallelujah, to combat what's going on inside of you and around you. The Roman soldiers would soak the shield in water and rub oil on it. They carried oil with them. Look here. They carry oil with them. Oh, my God. and they oiled the shield every day so it would not become dry but ready for use. What about us? Are we oiling ourselves with prayer, fasting, meditating on the word of God? Are we trusting
that's
in him?
Good.
Are we in him? Are we believing and trusting? It says, trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Lord God, the oil, the oil of joy. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for all that you're doing and what you are yet to do. Talk about him. The shield is a symbol of defense, protection, and covering. We are covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Your faith is attached to his word. Come on. Your faith is attached to his word. God has given us a measure of faith, and we have to build on that faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on. Trust in his word. Believe it. Hold on. Endure. Go through. Hallelujah. It says the soldiers would connect their shields together to build a wall for protection. Hallelujah. We must come in the unity of faith. You know, I read where the soldiers would connect their shields together, and that would build a wall all around. And then it would be some soldiers that would take their shields and go over their head so that when the fiery darts come, it cannot touch them, could not conquer them. What about us? Are we binding our faith together, being able to conquer these things that's coming? It's so much sickness. It's so much disease. It's so many people that's losing their mind, that suicide. It's so much going on. Why come we are not connecting our faith, believing and trusting God that these things must pass? Hallelujah. Come down in the name of Jesus. We have to say Satan's kingdom is coming down, but we have to bind ourselves together and believe and trust. Hallelujah. We have to pray together. We have to believe. We have to trust God. No matter what come, no matter what go, we believe that all things are possible in, through, and with him. Hallelujah. We must come to the unity of faith. Putting our faith in Jesus Christ is the power that will keep us No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Do you believe that? No weapon. It might form, but it will not prosper because we continue to pray, trust God, and he know what we go through. He know what we will be able to endure. He said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. Don't fold in. Don't give up. Continue to go forth in the name of Jesus. We are conquerors. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's a way maker, oh God. He is our provider. Oh, hallelujah. I bless you, Lord God. It said oil was used to sanctify a person or object as holy, used for sacred purposes, ceremonies, administered to the sick. Call for the elders of the church. It said if any among you sick, call. Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. Look here. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. You know, he will. If any sins committed, he will be forgiven. Thank you, O God. Are we doing that? It's so much going on, but Lord God, help us to be obedient to your word. To your word, O God. I thank you right now. And Luke says, then he called his disciples, his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. We got the same power and authority over all demons. Look here. The battle is not ours. It's his. He the one gave us the victory and to cure diseases. He sent them out to preach, hallelujah, the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Oh, my God, help us, oh, God. We need to be about his business. Hallelujah. So I thank you, guys. Say, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take it to receive. The helmet is hard covering for your head that protects, shields the human brain from injury. We put on Christ. By faith, we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He paid a debt that he did not owe, and we owed a debt that we could not pay. We belong to him,
yes.
And it's his responsibility to provide for us. He loves us. He forgives us. He watches us. He keeps us. He blesses us. He provides everything that we need. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, oh, God. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. It says, let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. Only do what pleases the Father. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger they will not follow. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that God raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What a mighty God we serve. It says, the word of God is our sword. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he, hallelujah, was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. So you got to believe in his word, because, see, if he said it, it will come to pass. I thank you, O God.
Yes.
The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Hebrews 4, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, God, thank you. And 2 Timothy 3, all scriptures given by inspiration of God, hallelujah, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, hallelujah, complete, thoroughly equipped with all, every good work. You know, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be careful what we say with our tongue. We can't say, this is my sickness, and this is my trouble. This is my, no, that ain't yours. That ain't yours. That's the enemy trying to defeat you. That's the enemy
That's
trying
right.
to. That
That's
is
right.
not yours. Don't be connecting with the devil's ways and what he
That's
is saying.
Right.
God know who you are. I am healed by your stripes in the name of Jesus. I am victorious. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. You got to speak those things where God say that you are, not what the enemy say. Well, the doctor said, no, the doctor ain't, no, he ain't got the last say so. It's God.
Nothing to do with it. That's right.
It's hallelujah. So I thank you, oh God. So be careful what you say. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise him, repent, asking and yielding his will, talking to God, humbly asking, requesting, or petition, presenting a petition. We can ask him anything in his name. In the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He say, ask and you shall receive. Seek, hallelujah, you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be open in the name of Jesus. And he say, use my name in the name of Jesus. So when you pray for a thing, you say, in the name of Jesus. When you bind up, hallelujah, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, it shall be loose in heaven. So you speak his word in clarity, truth, and understanding, hallelujah, because the enemy does not have power over us. You got to know that and believe that. Thank you, O God. Pray without ceasing. They say, pray for those that have rule over us. Pray for our leaders. Pray for one another. Pray. The world is in a spin. We got to pray. Lord God, strengthen the ones that remain in your word, oh God. Strengthen and help them, Lord God, to look out of eyes of faith, believing and trusting in you, oh God. Give them ears to hear your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to keep us in your will, in your way. Hallelujah. In Colossians 1:27. No, 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. In Colossians 1:27, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. That's the mystery. See, they didn't know that. They didn't have that in old time, Bible time. But today, with the new covenant with Jesus Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. And see, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon them and empowered them to do certain things. But he didn't stay with them. In the New Testament, believers have the power of the Holy Spirit that abides in us permanently. Permanently. Yeah. He does not leave us. Hallelujah. He is with us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He is in me. And the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Greater. The fruit helps us to go through issue, problems, and situations. Because, see, in our conduct and our actions and our deeds, it causes us to fall if you grab hold to the wrong fruit. But, Lord God, you have equipped us inside and out. I bless you, O God. For I am an ambassador in chains that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. How are you handling problems? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. It says we are representatives of the kingdom of God. Be strong. In Matthew 22, and I'm just about finished, one more two scriptures. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Look at here. That's the confidence that we have. He is with us always, even to the end of age. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God. Thank you, O God, that you are able to do all things. In Romans it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. Listen here now. It ain't about eating and drinking. We could be merry out here in this world, but that's not the kingdom of God, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, as we continue to meditate upon your word. You word our mouth and guide our tongue, that we will be able to speak your word in clarity, truth, and understanding. And even as we go through the battle, oh God, we will not fold. We will not give up, but we will continue to press on, go on, hold on, because, see, he got us. Hallelujah. It say, be strong, put on, stand against, withstand, to stand therefore, taking. Hallelujah. Praying always. Be watchful.
Praying
hallelujah.
Always.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. If God be for us, listen now, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Yes, yes.
You got to say that to yourself when you're going through the battle. If God is for me, who can be against me? Nobody.
Who can be against me?
Nobody. I don't. don't care.
Nobody.
Not even your own self. Oh, God, I trust you. I give my all unto you, oh, God, that you will continue to show me what to do, when to do, and how to do in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and to let me know continually that I am equipped as I put on the whole armor of God. I go out, Lord God, hallelujah, knowing that you are able to do all things but fail. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you will touch my brothers and sisters, oh, God, that you will strengthen them, oh, God, in the power of your might, God, that you will let them know, Lord God, that you are right there. Hallelujah. What is that? Moses in the battle, and they held up his arms. Hallelujah. And as they held them up, and that's what we have to do. We have to hold one another up as we go through the spiritual battle in the name of Jesus, God. It ain't time to be talking about nobody. It ain't time to be casting nobody down. It's a come together. Oh, hallelujah. So I thank you, God, for all that you're doing and what you are yet to do. I just wanted to come and give you what God has gave me, that we have the armor of God, and we can go through, hallelujah, because he is with us. You know, when your big brother, big sister beside you, and they bigger than you, and you going through something right there, you got the confidence that, hey, we win. We won this year because, see, I'm with my big brother and big sister. What about Jesus? Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah. No matter what come, no matter what go, we will continue to trust in you. I bless God, and I thank God that you know that you are equipped and that you have to put on that whole armor of God daily, that you will be able to go through what the enemy has for you. So I thank you, O God, because, see, God is greater. God is
thank
greater.
You,
so thank you, Lord God. I bless you, and I thank you, Elder John and Elder Susan, for this time and this opportunity. I thank God for Minister Herman for allowing me to meet you. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I'm over here shouting, singing, and taking my notes. Do we have any questions
we love
from our callers? Questions or comments?
All mics are open. All mics are open. If you have any noise in the background, please mute your mic because your mic is open.
Questions or comments?
We'll call what?
We'll call John. That's how they end.
Any comments?
You know, this is Mr. Edna from Long Island. I just thank God for Elder Cowley and Elder John and Elder Suzanne. I thank God for this word. If all that Elder Showers was saying, we are victorious, and the battle is a spiritual battle. She's right. When we're going up against one another, we have to look at what's behind that person, what's behind their actions or their motives or what they're saying. I'm not saying condone anything, but we need to know who we're fighting against, really.
That's right.
The enemy needs a body, just like God himself needs a body. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe say that we are ambassadors, true, but you know what? We are the ones that give license, earthly license, for heavenly interference.
Jesus.
For heavenly interference. So God needs us. He doesn't have to, but he chooses and he needs us. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual battle for him. Thank you, Elder Showers. May God forever increase your life. The word that's in you is rich, and I like how you talked about the oil. Some people think the oil is just this, that, and the other, but the oil is so, you know, just, you know, putting the oil on somebody's head. But the oil is the oil of praise, the oil of prayer, the oil of reading your word, supplication. That's all of it. Anyway, God bless you. God bless you so much. Enrich your life. I love you, girl.
I love you, too. Thank you. I receive.
Amen.
I love you, and I love the message that you had this morning, and we have to be reminded that the enemy, that we do not wrestle with flesh and blood. It's not the flesh and blood. It's the principalities and powers, and the enemy will come at us. You know, those of you that are expecting the a dude in a red cat suit and the horns and with a pitchfork, that's not it. He'll come. Come at you through someone, sometimes even your loved one, through you people, to come at you, and then he does. He bullies, and he's a beguiler. He'll yeah. charm you. He will charm you and mislead you. But it's still the enemy. It's the same enemy that wants to destroy us. So we have to be ready. We have to be ready to fight. And in order to be ready, some of the things that some of us as believers do, we get so busy that we don't build ourselves up in the spirit. So yes. if you're getting ready for war, getting ready, you got the Olympics coming up. Folks are practicing. They're testing. They're eating the right things. They're doing what they need to do. They're being around other people, like-minded people. And that's what we need to do in the body of Christ, too, is to stay in the Word, to completely devour mm-hmm. the Word, eat it up every day, you know, every day, to consume the Word, to consume the things that please mm-hmm. God, to be with those people that are praising God and are going to keep you uplifted and encouraged and hold you up, shore you up when you need to be shored up. Because you can't go into a war, go into a fight, go into a battle, go into a contest and be weak.
No, you can't.
You can't be weak. We have to be full strength, full power. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing that, and especially when you kept emphasizing stand, and that's a key. He's like, yeah. I believe you said that in scripture that that the Lord says it four times. Stand.
Yes.
You're called to stand. To stand and then stand and stand and don't give mm-hmm. up. Just bow down. Don't take a break. Stand.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Any more comments? The mics are open. The mics are open. Any more comments?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise
God.
Yes. God bless you. I'm elder sister of Elder Showers. Oh, my God.
Oh.
My baby really spoke. Hallelujah. Oh, I so thank you, Lord. Oh, you have so anointed and blessed my
yeah.
sister. Oh, I just love how she just went forth by his spirit.
Mm.
Oh, praise God. I hold you up, baby, before the Lord. I'm with you. We're your family. We're so proud of you. Mom is in heaven looking down. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And I know she's happy and rejoicing. Our family has a legacy of serving God. Our great-grandmother who died at 112 years old, God was in her life. And look at God. And she was not on medication. You see what I'm saying? She loved God. People came to her from all over for prayer. You see what I'm saying? We have a great uncle that was they called bootleg preacher. We had an uncle that drove Bishop Mason around. You see what I'm saying? We got this here in the family. So we, her family, don't have no excuse for not coming on and serving God. And I tell you, there's a few of us saved out of eight, but more coming. Ain't that right, sister? They're coming in. But you hold on, baby. This was beautiful.
Yeah.
I got so fed and strengthened. Hallelujah. It's not about age. It's about who's in Christ. And who has that message and the strength and boldness to go forward? And you do.
Yes.
God bless you, baby. I love you with all my heart. And thank y'all for having her. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love
praise
you all.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Love you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a testimony.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Any more comments? The mics are open.
Hallelujah.
It's okay. Just go ahead and talk. You have something to share. We have a lot of numbers on here.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
I just want to thank Elder Showers. I'm from Albion, Michigan as well, and thank God for the word that she gave. We know that the battle is raging, but the kingdom of God
yeah.
will prevail. So I just thank God for the word that she shared and the passion that's in her heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
God and for what God is doing. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any other comments? Any other comments? Any other comments? The mics are open. All you have to do is just talk.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
One of the things that I always say is that when you are sitting at the table, and this is always my comment, and you're eating and the food is good, I don't know about you. I don't want to talk when the food is good. You know, I mean, don't talk to me when the food is good. Let me finish eating and enjoying, you know, what God has placed on the table for me to enjoy. Then we can talk. Then we can talk. So when it's good, it is good. You know what the word says? Taste and eat and know that God am good. So when the word comes forth, let me tell you something. It is good. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but listen, that is what has helped me to get this far, the Word of God. The Word of God.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We all fall short. Nobody's perfect. We all fall short, and we need the Word of God in order to make it through our struggles.
That's true.
And you know what? You know what, woman of God? I love when you was talking about in terms of of standing. You know, oftentimes when struggles come and they are continuous, and many probably on this line are going through struggles that are continuous, and that is a word for you. Stand. Stand and know that God can do whatever he chooses, but we have to stand. We have to be prayerful, and catch this. We have to be watchful.
Yes.
Because God will let us know when things are not right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be in prayer. We have to pray, and we have to be watchful, always watching. And the Holy Spirit will let us know when something is not right.
Amen.
This was a word, listen, it was a word for everybody on this line.
Yes.
Everybody's on this line. And you know what? If you're going through anything, listen, there is power in the Word of God. So all I'm just saying to you is don't give up. Don't give out.
Continue
to have hope and know that God is still alive. He's the same God yesterday as he is today. What you read about yesterday, he's still the same God doing it today. But you know what? We are accountable. We are accountable. We cannot we cannot lose hope.
No.
We cannot lose hope. You cannot lose hope. This was a word for you. I really feel it in my spirit. If somebody is listening right now, this is a word for you. Stand on the Word of God. Don't fold. No matter what anyone else says, do not
my
fold.
Lord.
There is power in the tongue. And what we
thank
say,
you.
I believe, comes to fruition. Woman of God, all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Minister Herman, for bringing her on with such anointing and powerful work.
Yes.
I know that I was blessed in this household.
Yes.
I know my wife was blessed in this household. I know the household is blessed. So I don't know about your household, but I know that we were blessed. And you know what? You know what? I ain't ashamed to say that I want more blessings.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed for that. Somebody else might say, well, you know what? I'd have had enough. Let me tell you something. As long as God is blessing me, I am happy, happy, happy.
Bring it on.
No
yes.
matter what, in season as well as out of season. I thank God in season as well as out of season. Doesn't the word say that we're supposed to be happy in the Lord?
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
We're supposed to be happy. No matter what comes against us. Listen, God has already told us that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And I thank you for this word. For those of you who are listening, please share it with a family or a friend. You can go into Blog Talk Radio, into the archive, type in We Can Begin Again. Let them hear this. Let it be a blessing to somebody you know. Even in your family that's being challenged, that may not be on the line, share it with them. Share it with them. Let them be blessed. Let them be encouraged by the Word of God. Listen, I can go on and on and on, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm not going to do that. We're going to do a closing prayer. Woman of God, would you please close us out with a prayer and a benediction, please?
Elder John, if I may, I don't want to cut in. If I may, I have a comment or something to say. Everyone that's on Blog Talk and on the phone, tomorrow is the founders of New Beginnings Ministry, Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Tomorrow is their anniversary, their wedding anniversary, y'all. We got to give God glory for two hearts and one love. This is two hearts and one love coming together. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Dr. Suzanne and Dr. John, both of them. These are my friends, my family. We're all going to celebrate. We're all going to tell them, stay just happy, 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 happy.
So
I'm happy, y'all. I'm happy, y'all. Happy anniversary. I'm finished. I'm finished. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to say it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome, sir.
My friend.
You're
my
welcome.
Friend. My friend, thank you so much. May God bless you. Now we're going to move on over. May God bless each and every one of you. And listen, I know that you have been blessed by this. You know, hold on to it because it was just for you. This word was designed just for you. And you might have to go back and listen to it again. You know, sometimes, you know, when you eat and all of a sudden, you know, you feel hungry again, go back into it and listen to it again. Amen.
Yeah.
So you can get filled again. Amen. We have to be encouraged together. I like what you said. We have to encourage each other. We have to be binded together. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. And I know I'm talking too much, but so forgive me. But listen, I just get excited when it comes to the Word of God. I get excited when we start talking about the body of Christ. You know, we are the body of Christ, and we have a job to do. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Woman of God, would you please close us out with a prayer and benediction?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for you being with us tonight, that you continue to show us what to do and how to do as we continue to seek your word, oh God, seek your face and seek your will, oh God, that you continue to reveal the things that we need to know. In season and out of season, we thank you, O God, for all that you're doing and yet to do. And as the word penetrated our hearts, O God, help us to be doers of your word and not just a hearer only. Help us, O God, as we continue, O God, to trust and we be able to build one another up. Lord, I just thank you right now that you will continue to use us. The ones on this line, O God, continue to bless them, O God, to the overflow. Help them to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless New ministry, oh God, New Beginnings ministry. I ask, Lord God, that you will continue to help them, keep them, and bless them, oh God, that you will watch over them day in and day out, oh God, that as they bless others, oh God, you bless them. Oh God, we thank you right now that you will continue to increase, God, as the word go forth, oh God, that will prick hearts and minds and draw. And words say, if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And Father, in this time and this season, we need you the more. So Father God, I thank you every heart that will hear, every heart that will believe, every heart will put on the whole armor of God, and we will go out there, oh God, conquering what you told us to conquer. Father God, I thank you right now for all that you're doing. So bless, oh God, Elder John and Elder Susan, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, even in their anniversary tomorrow, oh God. Give them the joy of the Lord. Give them what they need, oh God, to press on, Lord God. We know that in them, oh God, is you, oh God, and I thank you right now. And the word said, now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless
you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. We love you.
Good
vote.
Love you. Thank you. God bless. So hard to understand how a life that I had to
begin.